And finally, President Hogan also reached out to the Senate last year for nominations of faculty members to serve on the Vice President for Academic Affairs Research Committee. Okay, we're in the holiday seasons again. And I think I have a bit of holiday news to share. It is about Access Illinois, Access Illinois Scholarship Initiative. We all know that President Hogan launched this $100 million fundraising campaign to increase financial aid to help students and their families offset tuition costs by pledging $100,000 to endow a scholarship. In October, after having only been on the job for 3 months, Chancellor Cook also made a personal donation of $25,000 to the Access Illinois, the Presidential Scholarship Initiative at UIS. So to echo President Hogan and Chancellor Cook's efforts in leading by example and community building, UIS Campus Senate approved an initiative of its own to help campaign and raise the UIS campus community's awareness about the Access Illinois Scholarship Initiative and contribute to the fund so that more students will be able to attend and be given the opportunity to receive high-quality liberal education at University of Illinois at Springfield. I think that concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you. Can I ask a quick question?
Yes. A quick one.
Will do. Who knows you? Well, okay, so the thing is, almost every meeting we approve new programs.
Yes.
And name changes and expansions. And then we approve new majors and minors.
Mm-hmm.
And we approve the new hires of scores of people. And I, you know, appreciate your review of the courses, but how does pruning occur?
How does the pruning occur?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, if we don't do it, who's going to do it?
We, you mean the board or you mean faculty?
The board, the trustees.
Okay.
Who's going to do that?
Yes. I have to say at UIS that it really was the program review play a very essential role because it's a regular review and it happens every 7 years for the program. Now, yes, I don't know what happened on the other two campuses, but a lot of time when we approve the creation of a new programs, such as a graduate certificate or minor, usually those are the program being approved without any additional resources. And then we know the time, you know, is tough. But what I want to say is the program review is definitely a faculty-driven process, but does have a broad level of a participation that also include the feedback from the dean and the provost office. And like I said, the outcomes of the review should not be taken lightly because it is meant to strengthen the program where we are doing very well. But at the same time, it will also lead to a serious discussion about the suspension or elimination of the program. I think that the faculty at UIS, because program review is such a embedded part of procedures, you know, on our campus, you know, there are people know what would this mean if you actually are not able to live up to the expected expectations or are not meeting the recommendation made by the prior round of program review. What would that mean to the future of your program? So it is faculty absolutely involved in the process, but you know, the administrations also have to make the decisions as well, but in working together with the faculty. Board of Trustees, I guess the board can tell administrators what to do and then come back with
work?
The faculty. Hey, it depends on who are the administrators, right? And then how they can actually work with faculty on this.
Okay, well, I look forward to continuing that dialogue with you, and at least now Don Chambers knows what I'm going to ask him when he speaks next.
That's right.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Thank you.
Good question.
Don, can we welcome you, please?
Good afternoon. Shall we go directly to the question? Unlike Professor Ting, I made no agreement with Chairman Kennedy as to how long I would speak, but I too will, in the interest of time, try to be cohesive, brief, and explanatory. So my task today is to explain to this group what the University Senate's conference is, what its organization is, what its responsibilities are. So in terms of an overview, the Senate's conference is an advisory statutory body in the shared governance structure of the University of Illinois. It provides the major link between the faculties of the Urbana, Champaign, Chicago, and Springfield campuses. It is charged with reviewing all matters acted upon by each Senate, and consideration as to whether such actions have broader all-university relevance. The Senate's conference acts as an advisory group to the Board of Trustees through the President, to the President, and to the Senates themselves on matters of university-wide concerns. And the special concern of the Conference Executive Committee is to aid in maintaining harmonious relations among such offices and the university. Now, in terms of organization, the Senate's conference is composed of 20 members based on the relative faculty members of the three campuses. These members are elected by the three campus senates for three-year terms. Currently, the composition is 20 members, of whom UIUC has 10, UIC 7, and UIC 3. In order to maintain a sense of equality, the Senate's conference has a bicameral structure with an executive committee that has two members from each campus, including the chair and vice chair of the executive committee, and a specific of not only the executive committee but of the conference. And there is a specific limitation in that the chair and vice chair cannot come from the same campus. The executive committee members are elected from the conference and serve one-year terms. I'm going to skip this list of functions because I've sort of reviewed it, and you have it in the handout. But I do want to speak to you specifically about some of our recent initiatives, and by describing them, you will see how we're trying to honor the functions and the statutes. So our major long-term goal is to promote the University of Illinois and the missions and prosperity of its three campuses. We reaffirm that goal at our annual retreat in September. Well, what do I mean in part by this? We have a dream. Our dream is that if you ask people about who are the major or best public universities in America, you basically get an answer of three institutions. And this has also been found to be true from the U.S. News and World Report compilation and the Times of London compilation. Those three are the University of California at Berkeley, the University of California at Los Angeles, and the University of Michigan. We want us to be in the top four. And that is our overwhelming long-term goal. Now, I, as a tribal elder who goes back to the foundation of UIC, I was recruited to the University of Illinois when UIC didn't consist. There were two campuses, the Circle campus and the Medical Center campus. And the argument in building UIC was that UIC's destiny would make it the